Voter fraud, the DMV, and North Carolina's Chief Justice were all part of the arguments yesterday in the federal trial over the state's election overhaul. The U.S. Justice Department, the North Carolina NAACP, and other plaintiffs are suing the state over the 2013 changes, which included cuts to early voting and the elimination of same-day registration and out-of-precinct voting. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk was in Winston-Salem for day 9 of the trial, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Marshall.
The Republican lawmakers behind the overhaul have said it's designed to prevent voter fraud. What's the latest testimony on that point?
That it is, quote, exceedingly rare. The North Carolina NAACP called Rutgers professor Lorraine Menidi as an expert witness yesterday. She's been studying this for about 14 years. She says since 2000 in North Carolina, there have been more than 35 million votes cast, but only two instances of the State Board of Elections referring a case of voter impersonation to law enforcement. Menidi focuses on that kind of fraud, where an individual intentionally misrepresents who they are, votes twice, that kind of thing.
How did the state's attorneys respond to that?
They said her definition is too narrow. It leaves out illegal votes connected to poll workers messing up or ballot stuffing. And they said that voter fraud has been an acceptable reason for registration changes pretty much throughout U.S. history. Think of Boss Tweed and the corrupt political machines of the 1800s. They also noted that the U.S. Supreme Court, in a plurality opinion, has found that, quote, the risk of voter fraud is real.
What did that expert witness, Menidi, say about all that?
On the broader view, she acknowledged that some people may take a broader view of voter fraud than she does. There are very colorful examples of voter fraud being a bigger problem in our distant past. But she just emphasized that there is not any evidence of it being an actual problem now. She said that even using a slightly broader definition, the percentage of fraud is essentially zero after you add up how many votes are cast. It is worth pointing out, however, that the state's attorneys will likely call their own witnesses on fraud as this trial goes on, so we'll be hearing more about this topic.
Problems at the DMV have also been a hot topic so far. The plaintiffs have given several examples of people who thought they registered to vote there, but later found out they didn't.
I spent some time earlier this week with one of those witnesses, Moses Colbert, who had that exact problem. And the latest example yesterday actually involves the Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court. So Gary Sims of the Wake County Board of Elections testified via video yesterday that Chief Justice Mark Martin came in with his daughter to figure out how the DMV had dropped the ball on her registration. So apparently Chief Justice Martin's daughter was convinced that she registered at the DMV. So was he. But when it came time to vote early, she was not in the records. And Sims, the person from the Wake County Board of Elections, was just really frustrated by this because he said that this is the kind of thing he has seen, quote, over and over again. And for that reason, he believed them. Also, he said, if we can't trust that the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court is telling the truth about the DMV, then who can we trust about these problems? The plaintiffs tried to paint this as yet another example of how same-day registration, which was taken away, is a fail-safe that would have kept these types of problems from being an issue.
And how did the state respond to all of that?
In one of the funnier moments of the day, a state attorney said, as a lawyer, obviously he wants to give the Chief Justice the benefit of the doubt, but is it possible that his daughter doesn't remember her trip to the DMV accurately? And Sims acknowledged that, yes, that's a possibility, and that there's really no way to know for sure if these folks who come into the election board office did what they said they did. But he also pointed out that, you know, the numbers in his mind add up to a lot, and that helps to back up these stories. To counter that, the attorney pointed out that for all of the noise about the DMV, and there's been a lot of it in this trial, almost all of its voter registrations went through just fine. And basically, you get that by looking at the numbers. Sims, for example, said, you know, maybe 200 – that maybe there were 200 cases of problems last year. That's out of thousands and thousands and thousands that went through just fine.
Now, looking ahead, Michael, what comes next in this case?
So the plaintiffs will finish calling their witnesses today and then pass to the state. So the state will start calling its witnesses. We haven't gotten an idea of exactly how many they will call. But as of now, it is estimated that the trial will finish up sometime later next week. Some of the things we'll hear from the defense include testimony most likely from the head of the State Board of Elections, potentially more on fraud. And then the federal judge in this case, Thomas Schroeder, he announced actually yesterday that he will not be ruling right after the case ends. Sometimes in these cases that go before a judge's, they'll wrap up and rule from the bench, as it's called. He decided that he's going to take some time to go through all the materials and issue an opinion at some point later.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.